Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files. Have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Like I say, another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI, the show that features anything crime-related. Could be a current high-profile case. It could be whatever, anything. Commentary from law enforcement experts, lawyers, and we run the gamut on anything that's crime-related. So welcome again tonight to our show. It's going to be an interesting one tonight. First, just a quick plug for the book, Rogue Town. Thank you for people that have been buying it and sending me the nice cards and letters, so to speak. I'm getting excited because we're doing Rogue Town 2 right now, and hopefully we can have that out in December for the Christmas shopping period, okay? So thank you very much from that, for all of that. Now, what we have here, the New York prison escape, says in the headline, a story for the ages about two determined killers with a bold plan. I'm going to read a little bit about the intro here. New York, it was dawn in the cell blocks of Dannemora. Time for a round of bed checks on the convicted killers, rapists, and other criminals held behind the stark 19th century walls. Guards went along the light green bars in Block A, where the well-behaved prisoners are held. At first glance, it seemed that David Sweat and Richard Matt were there, where they were supposed to be, asleep in their adjoining cells. But the lumps in their bunks were just sweatshirts. The convicted cop killer and the career criminal doing time for dismembering his boss has squeezed through holes neatly cut in the steel wall behind their bed, penetrated a brick wall and a steam pipe, and emerged from a manhole outside the Clinton Correctional Facility's 40-foot wall. Have a nice day, they smirked in a note left along the way. Thus, that is what happened on June 6th of this year, not too long ago. And to discuss this, we're going to have a premier guy to discuss this. He was a former. Bob Hood is a nationally recognized correctional professional with over 37 years in local, state, and federal criminal justice experience. He retired from the Federal Bureau of Prisons as warden of the nation's most secure institution, the United States Administrative Supermax Penitentiary in Colorado. So here we have from Colorado, give him a big welcome, Bob Hood. Bob, welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Vito.
Well, we always have you. You're a regular on the show, and you just had to be on for this one because this is an amazing story. Bob, you've seen it all. I mean, you speak at all the meetings across the country. You're still involved in everything. You've been featured, a 60-minute piece on 60 Minutes, and you manage the most secure prison in America, and it's just incredible. So
let's talk about this a little bit. The two individuals, David Sweat and Richard Matt, you know, we're talking about guys, Bob, that were about the baddest. I mean, well, you've seen them. They were really bad, too. But, you know, these guys killed a cop. One dismembered his boss. Hey, how about a raise? You know, no, I'm not going to give you one. Okay, goodbye. And that took care of that. When you first heard this, let's go back to that. You first heard about this prison break. Did you feel like I did? Because we've seen so many. My first figure, okay, they'll get out a couple of days. Sometimes prisoners even go back. They're tired of being out there. I doubted it with these guys because of what they've done. But it's still, it was interesting to watch it play out, right?
Well, no question. And you're 100% correct. We normally figure we're going to find the inmate in a maximum security prison. We assume we're going to find them up in the ceiling. We're going to find them in the religious service department or some place where inmates would be allowed. And they're simply missing count, but they're not over the wall. They're not in the streets yet.
Right. And, you know, this went along for, almost 3 weeks or something, Bob?
Sure did.
Now, you know, it was talked about a little bit on TV. And I know, you know, these things, I can't even say if I can say these things can happen at prisons. They're not supposed to. But did this wind up being an embarrassment for a lot of people?
Oh, definitely. And in several ways. I was contacted by someone in the media around 3 weeks before they were captured. And as soon as I heard about the capture, within 1 hour's time, I basically gave the scenario. I basically said, well, here's the possibility. It's not really that hard to figure of what could have occurred. You know, did it involve staff? Did it involve a lack of training, not following procedures, et cetera? Because, to be honest with you, almost every year we have around 2,000 escapes from our prisons. But the reality is, even though we're staying 2,000, most of those are AWOL, walkaways, people don't show up on time, you know, they're on furlough and things like that. We never hear about maximum security escapes that have been successful. And I'm not trying to glorify these guys, but Matt and Sweat, you got to give them credit for most of their plan. They kind of died when they came through the manhole and they, you know, Joyce Mitchell didn't follow through on it. That's when it died.
I wonder what the conversation was then when they got out and didn't see her around. You know, that changed
a lot of cursing, a lot of cursing.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, like I read and I knew from the first day, there was liberties. There was personal relationships that were gathered at a maximum security prison. Two convicted murderers, all right? One had a history of escaping. So, I mean, that boggles my mind, okay? If it wasn't so sad, it's funny to me. One with a history of escaping. So, okay, yeah, well, you know, you escaped a couple of times, but, man, you've been really pretty good in here. We're going to put you in the privilege honor housing. Unreal. And, you know, after the fact, we have here a fellow by the name of Terry Pels, a former Texas prison warden who now teaches criminal justice at the University of Houston. He said, what's extraordinary is this is not how you should run prisons. And, you know, that was like the main thing he said. And that is basically it. You know, do you agree with him?
Oh, 100%. You know, when you have an 1844 prison built in 1844, when you have an old prison like that, you have 3,000 inmates and you have a huge wall, you have the razor wire, gun towers and everything else. What happens often, not just in New York, it happens in state, federal, local prisons, people start depending on the technology, that massive wall, the staff, et cetera. And in order to keep the peace, you start getting closer. It's a Stockholm syndrome. You're getting closer and closer to these inmates. The ones that say good morning to you, the ones that don't throw feces on you, the ones that don't give you much of garbage, you simply get closer to them to a fault. And I think that's what happened with Richard Matt and David Sweat, without question.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, somebody's in there for a lifetime. I mean, they have nothing to lose. I mean, they can say, okay, I got a 3-year plan here. I'm going to get close to as many people as I can. I'm going to be the honor prisoner, this and that, and I could bide my time. I could do 3 years, but it boggles my mind. I mean, the guy that who teaches criminal justice just said, basically, when he was questioned, they were waiting for a long exhortation from him and an answer, and he said, "This is not how you should run prisons." I mean, I think it's an embarrassment. It could be an embarrassment to everybody across the country involved in the system, right?
Well, it makes us question the system in general, and I think what happens also in New York, again, I'm not trying to micromanage, I don't know all the facts, but I could tell you this, when there is an embarrassment going on, right from the first day, you want to see the warden there. I waited every day to see the warden take control versus Governor Cuomo. Now, again, I like the governor, there's nothing I'm saying against him, but you know what, there's expertise and there's time to get away from the camera. We should have seen more leadership. And to be candid, I think we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks when they start doing the investigations and the after-action studies of what went wrong. I mean, the press, I think we already know. The public already knows what went wrong. They have these guys escape. But what you're going to find out is when you start asking people questions like, when's the last time you've been inside of a gun tower, warden or captain or whoever the officials are? And if they're not being visible, if they're not simply getting out of the office and checking the pipe chases, walking into an inmate cell, asking the facility managers, the plumber, the electrician, the inmate workers to open up the section because I'm the warden, because I need to know every square inch of this place. Unless you're doing that and people are seeing that you're visible, your 140, or 50-year prison isn't worth a darn.
Right. Well, hold those thoughts, Bob. We got a heartbreak coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back to The Authority today. Bob Hood, stand by.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we'll get...
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
The warden, the deputies, some of the senior people were put on administrative leave. And again, that doesn't mean they did anything wrong. That just means you're on administrative leave while things occurred. During the time that administrative leave occurred, to my knowledge, the warden has decided to retire. So that's already done. There's a change of leadership that has already occurred at the Clinton Correctional Facility. And again, if I was a fly on the wall, I'd probably realize that he probably resigned in lieu of action. Again, I'm only speculating there, but all I know is that the warden is no longer the warden.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting stuff here. What was I going to say? Now, like most people know, unless you live on Mars, you know about the woman that, I guess, what, worked in the tailor shop that befriended these two guys. Mm-hmm. She had a job there, a $57,700 a year job, overseeing Matt Sweat and other inmates in the tailor shop. 51 years old, 14-year marriage, adult children. She was even a tax collector in her town. You know, relationships. You've worked in many prisons, and I was surprised when we talked about this, when we had a little discussion. You said these relationships could happen every day in a different prison around the country. Is that true?
Yes. Joyce Mitchell, the tailor that you referenced, and the individual that was compromised, It's not a rare case. The public thinks it's rare because you don't hear about these maximum security escapes being so successful. But every prison in America has, on a regular basis, have staff being compromised. And as a former chief of internal affairs, before I was a warden back in the 90s, 92 to 95, I was the chief of internal affairs for the entire Bureau of Prisons. So we had a group of about 25 or 30 staff, and we would monitor the 38,000 staff within the federal system to make sure they're following policy. We'd work with the Inspector General's office, FBI, Secret Service at times, things like that. And as I flew around the country, it prepared me to be a warden, and I'll tell you why, Vito, because I was able to see there's so many great staff. You know, 95% of your staff are outstanding, but that other percentage are those that are the weakest of the staff. They're compromised by the inmates. And normally it's something simple like bringing in some cigarettes, which are contraband items, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and before you know, you have people all around the country sneaking in cell phones, sneaking in drugs, sneaking in items of escape are rare, much rarer. But again, like in this case, they stuck hacksaw blades and things like that in raw meat and froze it, and then were able to bring it into the prison. So just amazing. And so it happens more than the average person, the public, would ever realize.
Yeah, what you say, what interesting point while you were talking about, when you make the comment of 95% of the people, really good, blah, 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 whether it's 98 or 99% of it. In a prison, you only need a couple people that can waylay everything and get some stuff accomplished for prisoners and assist in other matters.
I'll tell you what I found, Vito, and again, going back to the internal affairs job, when I looked at the different disciplines that are inside of a prison, the more remote the job is, for example, Ms. Mitchell worked in the tailor shop. She had a handful of inmates working with her 8 hours a day. She'd go home, be with her family 8 hours, and go to sleep for 8 hours. So when you think about a third of your life hanging out with these guys, they become not your friends, but they become closer to you than your neighbors in some cases. So if you're isolated like a tailor, that's much different than if you're the recreation supervisor and you have 300 inmates playing basketball or out in the ball fields playing or something. So the more isolated the staff is, the greater the ability to compromise them. And she was not a brand new staff member. She was there for 5 years or so, to my knowledge. So she's been around, and she certainly was trained every year, but regardless, they got to her.
She told her husband after the fact here that she was unsure of his love, meeting the husband, and flattered greatly by the attention from Matt. And she also, talked a little bit about having the murderers kill her husband and agreed to be their getaway driver, blah, blah, blah. So, wow, I mean, it's kind of like, maybe to me it seems like, okay, how can you say it's a boring life? You work at the prison. But, you're going there every day. You're going to the tailor shop, seeing the same people doing the same things. Marriage, maybe that's halfway bad, halfway good, and you're a little bored person, right? I mean, that could open up a lot of doors of having your sexual romps, let's say.
Sure. And when you think about it, it's not a lot. It sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money for what you're doing. And many of the staff exist because they work a lot of overtime, so they're really not just doing a 40-hour week. They're working 50, 60 hours. And then, someone like Lyle Mitchell, that's Joyce's husband, I saw his interview on TV. He actually seemed like a very credible, very likable guy.
Yeah.
Maybe naive as can be, because I don't know about you, I wouldn't have the same disposition if my wife said, guess what? Oh, yeah, I crossed the line. I did this, this, and this.
Yeah.
There's just too much happening there. So he's very gullible, and Joyce is manipulative, but she doesn't impress me as well. So, again, I don't know these people. I wish them the best. Be candid with you, but the unfortunate part, our laws are not designed to really go after these folks as much as the public would think.
I know once in a while you've heard this on when they were covering this, but $1 million a day it was costing.
Yeah, it costs $1 million a day, but again, if she's convicted, but I would say she will be convicted, she'll be convicted of prison contraband, introducing prison contraband, and criminal facilitation in some capacity, whatever New York wants to call it. And when you really add up the potential sanctions on this, it's not like the judge is going to say, okay, you had 1,000 staff members out there. We had, $1 million a day, so we're going to make you pay that back to the public. Unfortunately, a first offender, and also being a first offender, it's very strange.
Okay. Well, we're going to a hard break. We're going to be right back with Bob Hood, criminal justice consultant. Stand by.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
Biz Talk Radio.
President to have done this, and I applaud him for doing this. It was done to bring attention to the overpopulated prison system, the fact that we have 2.4 million people that we incarcerate. So it was very powerful for me to see him inside of a federal prison in Oklahoma, El Reno, Oklahoma, and talking about, you know, such a large percentage of the inmates, especially federal, but it could be local and state, are in there for drug-related offenses. And I believe his agenda was simply to say, we can't afford to continue financially. We can't afford to continue in this direction. So he wanted to see it firsthand by walking through. So I was impressed. The only thing I was surprised at, they emptied all the inmates out of the housing unit. So when he got into the part of the jail that he toured, there wasn't one inmate in sight. I think he lost an opportunity there to speak to the inmates, ask them what are they looking for when they're getting transferred out, and how can we help them more transition back into the society.
That is very interesting, Bob. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's amazing. I have another question. People that knew who you were on sent me this question here. In the future, when they build new prisons, are they going to be, since it seems like lately everything is going no more over the top, everything's going underground as the only way to get out, it seems like you said before, 40 foot this and 50 feet that, barbed wire. When they build these new prisons, are they going to be able to do something, let's say, along the line of concrete or something where all around this building, there's no way, even if you got underneath and started going through, you're going to hit concrete or brick walls all the way around. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, in all respect, it doesn't. And let me tell you why, Vito. When they start building these new prisons, it really comes back to the basics. It's that visibility from the warden on down. It's having policies and procedures that are valid and people test them all the time. It would make a difference whether you had a prison that was designed for a low security and I put a high security guy in it. If I jacked up the staffing levels, the training was quality, you plan for escapes every month, every single month of the Supermax, we planned escapes. We would send staff out into the woods. We'd chase them down. We'd have all kinds of high-tech technology to assist us. So, you know, I think a lot of people say, well, the future prison, we have to do something where you can't have these tunnels, you can't have this, you can't have that. Well, in New York, they dropped the ball, and royally. You can't be having saws, you can't be having all kinds of noises and wondering why an inmates are digging out. And the same thing in Mexico. You know, you have a person digging a mile, and nobody knows that the inmate's missing for a period of time, or people are sawing things. That's just a lack of leadership. It's nothing to do with the configuration of the prison. Mm. It's simply a lack of leadership.
Well, good. You answered a good question for some listeners. Very good. Excellent. Now, let's segue a little bit. El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, the drug kingpin known as El Chapo, escapes from prison in Mexico. Takes an underground route, like many people reporting on it said. Oh, wow, that's unusual. Totally different type of situation from New York, even though, they went underground. I mean, El Chapo, supposedly $5 million it cost to have his exit paid for. The lighting, the air conditioning, whatever else was put into there is amazing. How this is a man that has killed hundreds and hundreds of people during his reign, and he's in there about a year, and this is not one where there's a lot of figuring out to do. This is what I feel is a lot of money went to a lot of people, just get me out of here. Am I right with this?
Yeah, 30 employees from various parts of the, I believe it's called the Altiplano prison. It's about 55 miles west of Mexico City.
It's supposed to be the most secure prison in Mexico.
Sure, and I think that's back to our point. You can have a very secured building, the brick and mortar, the gun towers and all that, but when you have someone with the means, this is abnormal to have someone with that kind of money, that much charisma and et cetera. But I would say this, and I would challenge this, if the Mexican authorities allow us to assist them, and right now they're saying, yes, the Americans can assist them and catch them, if he is caught again, and I question that, whether we'll be able to do that, but if they would do that, bring him over here, put him in the United States Supermax, and he's not going anywhere. Not to say that we're better in terms of the configuration of the prison, and that he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that, because, money talks. You got people making $50,000 a year, and someone offers them $1 million to bring in this or do that. I think the difference, though, is back to the procedures, the policies, the training is such at such a level. You're not going to be digging a mile outside of the federal supermax prison because we test the bars every night. We're checking. We even move the inmates around cell by cell so they don't get used to their own cell. So we'll swap you around a lot. We'll basically get you dizzy because we don't want you to figure out the system.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. I like that. Simple idea like that. Move the prisoners around all the time.
Yeah, when you do bar taps, you go and you tap at the bars, you make sure all the bars there every night.
Yeah.
But you can't keep the guy in the same cell, like back to Matt and Sweat, the other inmates. You know, if you keep the guys next to each other, they get to know the system, they get to be buddy-buddy. If they have all that time, there's no magic. I mean, the movies are all about it. Great escapes from Alcatraz because they had all the time in the world to dig and to compromise.
Wow, that's incredible. What makes me laugh, and the general public would know this too, but especially somebody like you and somebody like me that have been in this system. Big news. All these guards were fired today, and this one was let go. Who cares? They're set for life. Their wives and children are saying, "Oh, good, you're home with us. How much did you get?" Well, I got got $400,000. Oh, good, we can live nice. You know, sure. What do they care? Mexico, I don't think, is going to go into a they want the guy back. They're not going to spend their time on a deep investigation of who dug this hole, who assisted them here or there. If they do get reports, maybe they will. But I always say when I do a TV show, whether it's a murder overseas of Americans, everything is different once you leave our country.
Well, it's different, but where they are progressive, to be honest with you, Vito, where they are progressive more than us, they got rid of the commissioner of prisons for Mexico based on that escape. They got rid of the warden right away. So the fact that they're, you know, they don't have to go through all the policies and procedures and arbitration hearings and union-related things. They just say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. But you're right. They might be saying goodbye with $1 million in their pocket.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What's the difference for some of these people? Sure, he's a... The guy maybe is a warden. Maybe he's been a warden 20 years, 40 years, okay?
Sure.
But now, you know, through the proper channels, or improper channels, as I could say, he's offered $2-3 million to let this go and let this happen. What does he care, okay?
Sure.
I mean, I worked narcotics. I worked a lot of undercover stuff. I was offered a lot of money, and, you know, thank God I never even thought about doing that in my life, because that wasn't me.
Sure.
But, you know, these people just, they want to be set for lifetime, you know?
Generally speaking, unless you have money, like,
from
he had tons of money, Vito.
People.
He had tons of money, but in the average prison where they don't have that kind of resource of the money, you just have to find the weakest staff member and go after them in a little way versus like El Chapo here. This is such an abnormal situation, but the average staff member is being compromised by an inmate who's just who's saying the right thing. Say, hey, Miss So-and-so, how you doing, Joyce Mitchell? You look nice today. They're going to find out that you're not getting along with your husband. They're going to do all the intel, and
That's
they're going
right.
to do it the back doorway, meaning, you know, not through money in your face.
Well, Bob, hold that thought. We need a hard break coming. We'll be back in a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back on our show to the sounds of Escape from Alcatraz. And I had to laugh, dear, when I heard him say, the singer say, I have a little spoon. And we are so past that little spoon technique in these two cases here, the New York prison escape and the El Chapo. You know, taking our break there, Bob, I'm looking here. It took all the authorities that were involved 13 years to capture this guy. Just last year. This guy is out 1 year. Okay, every top Mexican authority, American, got him at a seaside place in Mexico. And another thing that jumped out to me, and again, you know, some of these things, if it wasn't so sad, they'd be comical. It says here in bold letters, he is very notorious for ordering the constructions of tunnels to evade the authorities. Okay, you put the guy in jail there, and what's the only way he's going to think or make contact to with his people to get out? With a tunnel. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, where are these people sitting making all these monies, Bob?
But he's also like a Robin Hood. He's also admired by so many people in Mexico because he does assist. You know, he's like the John Gotti of New York City, you know, where he doesn't, they don't look at him in a negative way like we would because of the people people that have died and all the corruption and all the crime
sure.
related to drugs.
Yeah, I mean, John Gotti was a hero in his, let's
sure.
call it a precinct or in his area there. I mean, he would run the fireworks show. He'd get money. Same thing with Al Capone. He
yeah.
would help money.
Yeah.
He sponsored big festivals to help people and everything else. And that's what happens. And, you know, as long as you're not in the family where you had your sister, brother, mother, father murdered horribly mm-hmm. by this guy, and there's many thousands of families that have happened. So it's amazing. I mean, you know, it's just the El Chapo one. I watch the news. I'm not really intrigued by it. I mean, you know, everybody got this guy out. You know, they did what they had to do. Now my part will be watching and seeing what good officials can grab him again. Like you said, put him in a Supermax.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So now, you know, before we only got a couple minutes here, Bob, what's new with Bob Hood? What do you got going, Bob? We talked to each other a couple of times a year.
Well, beyond my hiking and, you know, just having fun, being a kind of a pre-retiree, probably the biggest thing I enjoy doing, work-related, I'm involved with a transformational leadership team. What it is we look around the country, we get the okays from the prison officials, normally the Commissioner of Corrections, to take some of their wardens and dedicate every Thursday where we get on the phone, we do webinars every single Thursday for 1 hour. And these are wardens from, you name it. I mean, mostly state and local, a couple of jails, large jails like Rikers Island and places like that. And they simply dedicate the time to get on there. And we're trying to change the system. And since I'm a retiree, I don't have to worry what I say. I can say anything, you know, for the most
yep.
part, unless I've
been. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It's outstanding. Except for top secret stuff related to Supermax, I can do common sense thing. But it's so neat to talk to the new wardens. The associate wardens that are moving up, they're going to run the entire prison, and they're asking for direction. They know this is a different breed of inmate. They're more sophisticated. They're more violent. They're more radicalized, and they're simply asking people like me, you know, simply you know, guys who've been around a little bit, to direct them and help them. So it's amazing that we do a seven month class where it's met weekly, and then we do on-site visits to their facility. We get together three times a year for a week, for a couple of days in different locations to discuss transforming the prison system.
Wow, it's amazing. Bob, you've been recognized as one of the top 25 most influential people in the whole security industry, and that is very special, you know, right there to do that. But, you know, what you're talking about, it's nice. People go to you because, like you said, hey, I'm retired now. I can speak my mind. And what I, like when I do a show, the reason why I've had done a lot of shows is because they know when they put me on a show, be it radio or television, talking about something that happened, a murder or whatever, even though I'm an ex-cop, I may not always side with the cops. I can
right.
say, the cops really blew this. They had an opportunity to do this and do that. They didn't do it, and I think they need to go to the next big town over, Atlanta or something, and get some help. And so, you know, I speak my mind.
Sure.
You know, a lot of the shows, they have a prosecutor on and a defense attorney. And what are they going to do? They're going to keep their hard line on either side. And I'm a big backer of the police, very, very big backer.
Oh, yeah,
my
definitely.
Heart breaks for the events of a couple of days ago when the Marines and everybody got killed there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I speak my mind, and I think that's what you have to do on these type of shows, you know? You have to tell it like it is. Otherwise, nothing's going to change, you know?
Sure. And people say, they say, by the way, I saw you on CNN, I saw you on ABC or CBS or whatever, or on
yep.
your show, whatever, and how much do they pay you? That amazes me when people ask me. I said, you know what, to be honest with you, when I worked for General Electric or I worked for Siemens, I worked for some of these major companies, yeah, they'll fly me across the world. I've been outside the United States for some of these companies doing prison-related projects. And don't get me wrong, when they write a check, I'm glad to get it, and I deserve it, and I put it in my bank. But there's a difference. I want to go on with you. You want me on CNN, they're not paying me diddly squat. It's an inconvenience, actually, sometimes to go across the town and to do it. But part of it is I'm honored that, just like you, we're considered subject matter experts. And more importantly, the credibility. I can say that the system is broken, and I could give examples. Or I can say that they had some mess up in New York, and I don't know the warden. I'm not wishing him anything negative because I don't know all the facts, but I could tell you this. That system is broken where they had these escapes, no different than the Mexican officials have to look in the mirror. And sometimes you just have to say, not to micromanage, but to simply say, okay, look at the logs. See if they've been visible. See if they've been following policies and procedures. And I hate to say it, a lot of times, like I said before, look at your staff. Are we training them properly? Are we recruiting them? You know, it's not that hard to pick good people, but it's you have to keep them good.
Yeah, well, Bob, I want to thank you. We only have a couple seconds here. I want to thank you again, Bob Hood, ladies and gentlemen. Look him up. Read the things he writes about. It's very, very interesting stuff. And, Bob, thank you again. And, ladies and gentlemen, from Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI, till we meet again next Sunday night. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.